はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはマンボ、こんにちはニューヨーク。
Newbie Series Season 2, Lesson 23.
日本語道場。
Where is your Japanese taking you, and how will you get there?
Peter here.
Naomi です。
Naomi-sensei, what are we talking about today?
We are working on verbs and particles again.
Now, today we're going to introduce you to a new particle, and we're going to review an old particle, one that appeared in the last lesson, but we're going to use it in a different way. You'll find out that some particles can be used in more than one context.Last lesson, Fuyuka told Shu that she was going salsa dancing with Fabrizio.
Oh, Fabrizio とサルサをします。
Today's story is about that night. So let's find out whether they had fun or not. Fabrizio and Fuyuka are talking, which means...
Polite Japanese is used.
As they are colleagues. And they are talking at...
Salsa bar, probably in Roppongi.
All right, so let's find out what's going on here. Here we go.
サルサはとても楽しいですね。お、もう12時ですね。冬香さんは電車で帰りますか？
タクシーで帰ります。ファブリッツィオは？
私は友達のバーへ行きます。
今から？電車で行きますか？
はい、今から。地下鉄で行きます。冬香さんも来ますか？
いえいえいえ、私は家へ帰ります。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
サルサはとても楽しいですね。あ、もう12時ですね。冬香さんは電車で帰りますか？
タクシーで帰ります。ファブリッツィオは？
私は友達のバーへ行きます。
今から電車で行きますか？
はい、今から。地下鉄で行きます。冬香さんも来ますか？
いえいえいえいえ。私は家へ帰ります。
次は英語が入ります。
サルサはとても楽しいですね。お、もう12時ですね。冬香さんは電車で帰りますか？
Salsa is fun, isn't it? Oh, it's already 12 o'clock. Are you taking a train back home, Fuyuka?
Taxi で帰ります。Fabrizio は?
Well, I'm taking a taxi. How about you, Fabrizio?
私は友達のバーへ行きます。
I'm going to my friend's bar.
今から?電車で行きますか?
Now? Are you going there by train?
はい、今から。地下鉄で行きます。Fuyuka さんも来ますか?
Yes, now. I'm going there by subway. Do you want to come, Fuyuka?
いえいえいえ。私は家へ帰ります。
No, no. I'm going home.
Naomi-sensei, what did you think about today's conversation?
Fabrizio-san, 元気ですね。
そうですね。He's really energetic.
What time is it now?
It's already 12.
12時?もう12時?
もう12時。Mm-hmm.And yeah, we want to take a look at that. Already is in Japanese.
もう。
もう、and then we have the time. もう12時。
He said, 今から友達のバーに行きます。
So I'm going to a friend's bar now. Yeah, what day is it? 今日は何曜日ですか?
I don't know. Maybe 金曜日? I hope it's not 月曜日。
どうでしょう? Fabrizio さん、やりますね。
そうですね。
Okay, let's take a look at today's vocab. First, we have...
楽しい
Enjoyable
のしい楽しい
Rising on the second syllable のand falling on the last syllable い
楽しい
Next
電車
Train
でんしゃ電車
Rising on the second syllable and staying high or falling on the second syllable and staying low
電車 or 電車
Next we have
帰ります
To go back home, to return
帰ります帰ります
Rising on the second syllable and falling on the last syllable. Next.
バ
ー Bar.
バーあ バ
ー Falling on the second syllable.
バ
ー Next.
行きます
To go.
行きます行きます
Rising on the second syllable, き and falling on the last syllable, す
行きます
Next.
地下鉄
Subway.
地下鉄地下鉄
Rising on the second syllable, か and staying high.
地下鉄
Next.
来ます
To come, in the non-past polite.
来ます来ます
Rising on the middle syllable and falling on the last.
来ます
Next.
うち
Home, house.
うちうち
Rising.
うち
Okay, Naomi-sensei, let's take a look at some of the words that appeared in today's dialogue. First we have
電車
Train. Now here, the first kanji means
Electric.
And the second means
Car.
So, electric car.
Do you remember? Electric talk is 電話
That's right.
Telephone.
Let's also take a look at another word that has to do with trains. How about the word for subway? This is made up of three kanji characters. What do we have?
地下鉄
First character means?
Earth.
Second character means?
Under.
And third character means?
Steel.
So, steel under earth. Steel under the ground, the subway. So, quite logical. Can we use one of these words in an example sentence?
地下鉄は便利です。
The subway is convenient, especially in Tokyo.
東京の地下鉄は便利です。
That's right.
Yeah, since you're from New York, how about ニューヨークの地下鉄は便利ですか?
そうですね。
何ですか、それは?
Because I'm from New York, I have to say yes. But I must admit, the Tokyo subway is very convenient, very easy to navigate, although there are many different companies, so just a little tricky there, but very easy to ride and very, very foreigner friendly.
ああ、そうですか。地下鉄は簡単です。
Subway is quite easy. Easy to navigate, that is.Okay, let's take a look at today's grammar point. So today we're going to have a closer look at the direction particle a, which is used with
行きます、来ます、and 帰ります。
So, verbs where you're going somewhere. Now, a marks the place or goal towards which the action moves. When a is used as the particle, it's pronounced a, although it's written hey, the hiragana syllable hey, and is placed before the verbs. Now,This particle precedes the verbs to go, to come, and to return. Let's go back to where this appeared in the conversation. Naomi-sensei, can you repeat that sentence?
私は家へ帰ります。
I'm going home. What do we have first?
私
I, followed by?
わ
Topic marking particle, followed by?
うち
Home
へ
To
帰ります
Return. So, I, home, to, return. I will return home.And of course, this sentence is in the non-past polite. 帰ります is the non-past polite version of 帰る, to return. So, Naomi-sensei, how do we say to home?
うちへ.
How about to the station?
駅へ.
How about to the bar?
バーへ.
So, topic followed by?
わ.
Topic marking particle followed by?
Place.
Followed by?
え.
Direction marking particle, and then?
行きます.
Or?
帰ります.
Or?
来ます。
And this is the basic pattern. Next we have, let's take a look at the particle で. In the last lesson we learned that this can be used to mark the location where an action takes place. Now, today, in this lesson, we're going to introduce another usage. Here, the particle で is used to mark a tool used to accomplish something. And in this conversation, the two speakers are asking each other by what tool, by what means they will return home.And the means, or the tools, in the sentence are marked with で. Okay, let's take a look at what we had in the conversation.
タクシーで行きます。
By taxi, I'll go. I'll go by taxi.
電車で行きます。
I'll go by train.
地下鉄で行きます。
I'll go by subway. Let's go back to where this appeared in the conversation. And just repeat it one more time. We had...
タクシーで帰ります。
I'll return by taxi. So here, the speaker is speaking, so the subject is actually inferred. So we just leave out that part, 私は. Then we have...
タクシー。
Taxi?
で。
Here, the means, the taxi is used to accomplish something. So taxi is the means, so we mark it with で, followed by...
帰ります。
I'll return by taxi. Okay, now inside the PDF, we have a lot more information covering this. So stop by, check out the PDF, really reinforce what you heard in this podcast today. Inside the Learning Center, more tools to bring everything together. That's going to do for today.
じゃ、また。
サルサはとても楽しいですね。お、もう12時ですね。冬香さんは電車で帰りますか？
タクシーで帰ります。ファブリッツィオは？
私は友達のバーへ行きます。
今から？電車で行きますか？
はい、今から。地下鉄で行きます。冬香さんも来ますか？
いえいえいえ、私は家へ帰ります。